Hello again and welcome to PCP. It's me, it's Pete Kogel, it's PCP 397, and once again, I am starting the show with Lewis Ling and the Bombs. I just love that band. I know that was a particularly simple track, you know, sort of very few chords, no lyrics at all, but I just loved it. It's simple and it's effective, and it had me bouncing around the studio, which is always a good thing. So that was a track called Angry Bird, the instrumental. They have a little sort of EP of instrumentals that they put out. Most of them are tracks that have actually got lyrics to them as well, but I can't find the lyrical version of Angry Bird. Otherwise, I might have played it, but I don't know. But obviously, there isn't one, so I just played the instrumental version, as you do. Where can you find Lewis Ling and the Bombs? ReverbNation.com/Lewis Ling. That's with two G's, L-I-N-G-G, and the Bombs from Paris and France. Excellent stuff. Excellent stuff. I really enjoyed that. Now, we've got a nice show for you today. We've got a slightly longer show, and I'll tell you why more about that a bit later on. We have got 12 fantastic tracks to play, so let's get on with it. This is another track, or a track. I haven't played this band before, but I've been wanting to play this band. I'm now signed up with another PR agency called Flipswitch, and they give me access to this band, so I'm going to play them. Oh, I love them. Watcher Clan from Marseille in France. This is a track called Haznaduro. We'll be right back.
Hi there, this is Lalo and you're listening to a brand new song called The Backbone. I hope you enjoy.
I smiled before I closed my eyes to hide the shame beneath. Creeping shadows and memories are there to help me forget.
Two tracks for you there, rather excellent. The first one was called Hasnaduro by Watcha Clan. I've been wanting to play them for a while, but I haven't had access to their stuff to do it for free. I didn't have any access to their material. So I think I remember tried to email them, but they never got back to me. But now I've got access, as I said, via Flipswitch. Flipswitch PR, any other podcasters out there that don't know them, go check them out. FlipswitchPR.com. Worth a listen. Quite a few interesting tracks there of the sort of Middle Eastern and Balkan sounds. And we've got more tracks from them coming up a bit later on, so I've got two more tracks to play from that particular area, and they're very good as well. And then we had Lalo. Yes, Lalo, she's back. She's now with Aerial PR. I haven't been with Aerial PR for a while. You can find them at cyberpr.biz. And of course, Lalo is Lovisa. She's from Reykjavik in Iceland, and you can find her at lalo.is. And of course, if you recall, if you've been listening to the show for, well, forever virtually, somewhere, I think it was May, yeah, it must be May 2007, myself and the Grumbler stumbled across her playing in a very small, sweaty bar in Brighton called The Hope, as part of the Great Escape Festival. And I hope, get the pun there, I hope to be back there again, seeing lots of other great bands. Not Laylo this time, but nice to have her back on the show. Very, very good. Yes, it's not going to be long before the Great Escape, and I'm really looking forward to it. So far, people that are in the lineup involve Reverend and the Makers. Excellent stuff. Slow Club, definitely want to see them. They were a highlight of 2 years ago. And Natty, all of whom we've seen at the Great Escape before, but all of whom we want to go and see again. They were so good. And then there's a fantastic African show, we think, taking place at the Dome, which also involves John McClure from the Makers, which is interesting. So worth checking out. Worth checking out. Very good indeed. I shall give you more information as we go on, of course. And of course, every time we go to the Great Escape, we have a bit of a show. I'm not quite sure we're going to do it live this time or doing it sort of afterwards. But myself and my reprobate mates will be there, and we'll be talking the usual bollocks and bringing you some very interesting music. Yes, I came back with something like 30 CDs last year. Hope to do that again. And of course, one thing I found last year was Chinese Man. Fantastic album. So yeah, anybody out there from the French music scene want to send me some new stuff? Ooh, can't wait. Right, this is from an album on Sub Bass Records. You can find that at subbass.bandcamp.com, the majority of which are downloadable for free. The Secret Archives guys are on this particular album as well. And this is a track called The Belly Dance Gangster by Rhythm Star. Could be me, couldn't it? Gangsta. The Belly Dance Gangster reminds me of my Zumba teacher. She likes a bit of gangster rhythms and a bit of hip-hop when she's doing these choreography for the various Zumba things that we do. But that was by Rhythm Star. You can find them at soundcloud.com/Rhythm Star, based out of Los Angeles in the US. And as I said, that's available on an album at Sub Bass. Now, what's the album called? I should have found that out for you. Just give me a little couple of clicks, click, click, clickety, click, and I'll find that the album is called Ethnostep. It's the latest one of it, as I said, available from subbase.bandcamp.com. So go check it out, really, really good stuff. And of course, Secret Archives on there, which makes it even better. Right, let's move on. This is a band from Mexico, they're called Los Fancy Free, and the track is called El Mundo Me Espera.
Muchas veces me aburre el mundo ahí afuera. Es cuando yo me encierro aquí en mi propia celda. Solo con mis discos que nadie quiere escuchar, me siento
interesting ending. That was Los Fancy Free, a track called El Mundo Me Espera, which Google translates as The World I Wait. Yes, perhaps you do. Perhaps you do. We all wait. We're all waiting. What are we waiting for? What have you to get on with it, Kodja? That's what you're waiting for happening. So, yeah, that was a great track. I enjoyed that. You can find them at myspace.com/Los Fancy Free, as I said, based in Mexico. Next track is somebody whose real name, I think, is Andreas Tillianda from Stockholm in Sweden, but he goes by the name of Condens. But you can find him at soundcloud.com/Tillianda. The track is called Femton Minuta en Kvart. Absolutely, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Thank you. Well, that was Condens, that's K-O-N-D-E-N-S, also known as Andreas Tilliander from Stockholm in Sweden, a track called 15 minuter en kvart, which translated from the, what's it translated from, does it say Swedish, yeah, yes it would be Swedish wouldn't it, because he's from Sweden, 15 minutes a quarter, well I suppose that's actually correct, you know, mathematically correct, there are 15 minutes in a quarter. And a very good track it was too. That's available from a Quiet Bump record label over there, of course, in Italy, Opina in Italy, aquietbump.com. Excellent stuff. I mentioned Flip Switch, and as I said, mentioned they've got some rather good stuff that's Balkanic in its derivation. This is one of those very Balkanic tracks, and I do love Balkanic tracks, as you well know, from Berlin in Germany. This is Robert Soko and a track called Buchalter Joint.
We'll be right back.
Opa, love it, love it. Buchalter Joint by Robert Soko. You can find him at balkanbeats.de from Flip Switch, and really, really good stuff it was too. Excuse me. Yeah, really, really enjoyed that. I love a bit of Balkan stuff, as you well do, as you well know. And of course, if you listen to the show, I hope you do too. I mean, otherwise, it'd be pretty pointless listening to the show if you didn't like what I play. But if you got this far, well, you obviously do. So, good stuff, good stuff. Next track is completely different by two bands, maybe one band and one artist from Glasgow in Scotland. I got this from the fantastic Eardrums Pop record label, and. The first band is called Bubblegum Lemonade versus Finn Ray, who's the second band, and this is a track called 14 Days. Must be thinking about numbers, you know, isn't it? We've had 15 minutes a quarter, now we've got 14 days. Get on with it, Cole. Marvellous. 14 Days by Bubblegum Lemonade versus Finn Ray. You can find Bubblegum Lemonade at myspace.com/Bubblegum Lemonade. Finn Ray, myspace.com/Finn Ray, the band. Surprisingly, people are still using MySpace as their only place of web residence, but there you go, that's where they are. And of course, Eardrums Pop is available at eardrumspop.com. That chat was called 14 Days. Now, I normally come to the point where this is normally the end of the show, but it's a little bit longer this week. I've got an extra half a show, and the reason why I'm telling you that, of course, is because I'm going to be leaving you next week all to yourselves, so I'll be giving you a little bit of extra, and next week, no show, because I shall be away on holiday. I'm absolutely knackered, so is the missus, and we need to get away, and we're off to the Canaries. That's an island, by the way, not just off to see a canary. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have some fun and an all expenses paid holiday, which is going to be rather nice because it means I can just sit there and say, Manuel, pina colada, por favor. Nice. This is Godzilla by La Churga. Thank you. I do like a bit of brass, and you know, occasionally I do like a bit of sort of the Tijuana style, and that's not quite Tijuana style, but it's pretty nice. La Cherga, from Bosnia and Croatia. I'm not quite sure exactly where they all come from, but I have played them before from a different record label. But that one was, that track was available on the fantastic Orange Raja record label. It's got a long website which I won't bother telling you about. Just say go to PeteKogel.com and look up PCP397. But La Cherga are available from myspace.com/La Cherga as well. A track called Godzilla. Don't know what that's got to do with Godzilla, but does it really matter? No, it doesn't, Pete. Just play the music. Yes, here's another one of those tracks. Oh god, I don't even know this one. Tres Vremia Omilui. Yes. Yes, by a band called Zdob Si Zdob. Yes. Just play it. Wonderful stuff. They're from Moldova. They're called Zdobsi Zdub, which is Z-D-O-B space S-I space Z-D-U-B. Great stuff. That particular track was called Tres Vremia Omilui, which is probably the correct pronunciation, but that's translated as Time for Human. Yes, it's human time. Well, it's always human time here. You get a human like me who can't read out this music, these musical titles. But does it really matter? No, it's the music that counts. Innie. Another great chat there. Really love that. Check him out at Zdobzi Zdub. Zdob-si-zdub.com. I don't know how to find them, don't I? That's from Flip Switch as well, flipswitchpr.com. Worth listening to. Good stuff. Oh God, another track with a weird title. Por Sobrevivir by El Último Scalón. God, oh, pick him. Excellent. That was For Survival by The Last Scalon, which is the translation I've got of Por Sobrevivir by El Último Scalon. Wonderful band. Wonderful. From Zaragoza in Spain, España. And you can find out more about them by going to myspace.com/ El Último Scalon. Wonderful, wonderful. I haven't played any ska for a while, actually, so that's very nice to get a bit of that in the show, as it were. Right, it really is now the end of the show. I hope you have enjoyed listening to it. I hope it's kept you going for at least 2 weeks. If you haven't listened to all of it in one go, then listen to the second half next week. And I'll be back in 2 weeks' time, refreshed and ready and looking forward to The Great Escape, which is not long to go as well. So two things for me to look forward to. And one thing for you to look forward to is the last track. It's called Renegade. It features the Renegade Sufi. That sort of gives you a clue, doesn't it? I'll give you another clue. The other clue is the artist comes from Manchester. Got it yet? Celt Islam. See you soon, folks.
You have reached your destination.